Proclamation number 6812, dated the April 22nd, 1957. Indicating the end of an era. You will all enter a new stage of development, for one period of salvation will come to an end and a new one will start again. It has been said to you many times already without finding credence amongst people. And yet it is of greatest significance that you believe in it, because you will decide for yourselves as to whether you will advance or regress in your development, and because you will be affected by two entirely different destinies, exceedingly lovely and glorious or incredibly painful. Life will no longer go on as monotonously as before. The upheaval approaching you will be so great that you will be unable to imagine it, and thus you will live on indifferently, although it is pointed out to you time and again. But you won't believe what my messengers proclaim to you, and one day will bitterly regret that you did not accept and comply with the advice given to you. My word is the only way to draw your attention to it. Consequently, I keep talking to you through a human mouth and only want to find enough belief so that you will become thoughtful and give account to yourselves about your way of life. But who listens to my word? Who recognizes it as the Father's voice who wants to save his children from ruin? People's spiritual pride is so great that they overestimate their own thinking, that they don't want to accept anything, they don't believe to need any instructions and are satisfied with dead teachings which have lost all sanctifying strength. And those who claim to be my representatives on earth have too little contact with me themselves. Otherwise they would be able to hear the same words from me and would let me speak through their mouths, in which case they would proclaim the same to their listeners as I announce time and time again, that you are facing a significant turning point, earthly and spiritually. You humans plan far in advance. You create and work as if you had an infinitely long time at your disposal. You don't want to believe in the conclusion of an era which is nevertheless approaching you shortly. Thus you are tirelessly active in an earthly sense. But what are you doing for yourselves? Why don't you consider it in the same way, since you know, after all, that you will have to die one day and you cannot take any of your earthly possessions with you into the kingdom of the beyond? But since I tell you that all people's lives will come to a sudden end, it should prompt you into working harder at improving your souls and make you realize the futility of earthly hunting and striving. But you do not believe and cannot be forced into this belief. Even so, you shall hear it time and again from me through my messengers who bring you my word. You shall not be able to say that you remained without knowledge. You shall not be able to say that you were taken by surprise. Thus time and again people will cross your path admonishing and warning you, and the happenings surrounding you will also contribute towards making you thoughtful. And blessed is he who takes notice of it and prepares himself for a change that will occur. He will truly thank me one day that I pointed the forthcoming out to him. For the time granted to humanity to attain spiritual perfection has come to an end. Amen.